Hello everyone, and welcome to tonight's show. This is a pre-recorded show recorded on the 17th of August 2012 at 2:30 p.m. and not a live show. The live me right now will most probably be drunk, completely wasted more like, and singing non-stop Sonic songs. But enough about that. It's time now to play all your favourite tunes. So grab some snacks, sit and kick back and relax and enjoy, because this is Live and Kicking. This is Loud and Proud. This is Ultra Wave.
Just 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2...
And hello everyone, one and all, and welcome to Ultra Wave, which is blasting your favorite Sonic and Sega tunes only on Radio Sega. And I am your host, TallGuy91. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We have got 2 hours of just non-stop epic Sonic and Sega tunage requested for by you guys. Right, so Even though you can hear me, hopefully clearly, and you can hear the music clearly as well in the background, very quietly, this is not live, as you might have heard on my little intro thing. This is pre-recorded. This was recorded, you're listening to it on Saturday, so I recorded it yesterday afternoon. And the reason why I'm not doing a show today is because I am in Portsmouth. We've got a little like friendly meetup thingy going on in Pompey, and we're just catching up because we haven't seen each other in a long time. You know, not since a month ago, since SOS. So, you know, it's good to catch up, play some games, have chats to see what's been going on with each other's lives, and also getting drunk in the process, which I'm mainly looking forward to indeed. So, so this is what it's going to be recorded. And if you've seen on Radio Sega as well, Gabby posted it up yesterday, he said basically that there is not going to be a Saturday Night Sega coming on as well, because he's at Pompey as well, so I'll be meeting up with Gabby just to see how he is, and I know he's basically going to troll me with stuff, so, to be perfectly honest, I don't care. He trolls me, but I just go, fair dues, you know, whatevs, and all that, you know, slang and all that. But he's going to be in Pompey as well, so there's not going to be a Saturday Night Sega on Saturday, it's going to be on Monday, so you're going to have a Monday Night Sega, shall we say, at 9 p.m. UK time, in case, for your info there. So, instead of continuously kicking off with all your awesome Sega tunes during the weekend, you're going to have all your favourite awesome Sonic tunes on the weekday. So he's basically going to kickstart the working week, shall we say. So if you're feeling very stressed and fed up with work and stuff, which I know most of you probably listening in either on this show or listening to all the Radio Sega shows, you know, working, getting tired, fed up, and you know, you just want some entertainment, be sure to tune in to Monday Night Sega, shall I say, Monday Night Sega with Gabby at 9 p.m. UK time. So yeah, we got a really good lineup of songs for you coming on this 2 hour mark. We've also got, I think we've got some information, news about some certain things that have been going on in the Sonic community, well, game wise, or some information, as I said, on a certain game that will be coming out sometime this year. And also, as I said last week, that there will be a prize giveaway coming out soon. It's going to happen tonight. More information will be coming up during the show, probably halfway through. I'll let you all know what's going to be happening and all that stuff. But if you are new to the show and you want to request any songs anytime, whether I'm live on the show, you just want to request them for maybe the next show for the following week, then it is quite simple. If you, once the shows are out live, I will most probably be on the Radio Sega IRC. You just go onto radiosega.net, click onto the community section, and there should be saying Radio Sega IRC. A separate link will be there. Click on that and you'll go straight to the IRC, make up your username, and then bingo, bango, bongo, you are in there. If you see my name, this is of course a tool, -guy91, be sure to double click on that. You can send me your request via private messaging on there. You can also send requests to me via Twitter. Two ways you can send it to me. You can either send it to me via my Twitter account, which is at thetoolguy91, or you can send it to me via hashtag UltraWave, and I'll be sure to get those songs out, and any tunes that you want, send me via Twitter. I'll be able to put them on for you with a live of the next show. Or if you want to send to me via email address for that is tool_guy91@hotmail.co.uk. Be sure you can be able to put it on subject. If you just put in music request, I'll know what you are. Just send me your username and the song that you want, and I'll be able to give you the song you want, and plus give you a little shout out as well, because I like to say, here's a song requested by this guy, because you know, he picked an awesome song, so he must be an awesome person. So I like giving out shout outs, because it's all awesome, and you know, it's just cool, you know, must feel awesome to have your name called out on the radio. I mean, I know it used to be for me when I got my name called out on like Radio Redux all those years ago. I'm like, oh my god, I just got shouted out on the radio. Yeah, that's what I used to do back in the day, but now I'm doing this, so I'm just going to give people shout outs every single day, every single like week, because I like doing it, so it's all win. Okay then, I think we should go straight on with the songs now before I start talking about more random jargon. You most probably want the tunes right now. So Yeah, so what we had on first, we had Free, the main theme from Sonic Freeriders, sung by Chris Maiden. We then also had Sonic Hedgehog 2, Welcome to Metropolis. That was made by Sir Nuts. Very epic remix, I would have to say. But now we are going to get on to do some requests. Now, I've only got requests by two people who's given me like a list of songs. They are M20 and Rasha, or Sega Girl 92, as she is known on the Radio Sega Forum. So thank you, you two, for the list of requests that you've given me. And, of course, I've got the list up ready. So even though they have given requests, I'm also going to put songs on that I will play as well. So any random tunes that will be coming on, that will probably be picked by me. So what we're going to have first, is Reach for the Stars, the Sonic Colors main theme from... of course, Sonic Colors, which was requested by Rasha / Sonic Girl 92. We're then going to also have we're going to have Starlight Carnival Act 2 from Sonic Colors, which was picked by myself because it's an epic tune, and I think that version of Starlight Carnival is the most it's the best version, I have to say, because I love it so much. It's so fast, upbeat, and it's like woo, very happy tune. And then we're going to have The Wicked Wild from Sonic and the Secret Rings, requested by M20. So without further ado, here is Reach for the Stars from Sonic Colors, requested by Rasha.
Running wild.
And welcome back to the show. Yeah, sorry if I'm going like really slowly. I'm trying to do like, you know, very dramatic welcome backs, you know, just to keep you entertained and also at the same time laugh at me at the same time, you know. Because, you know, even if you're not laughing with me and laughing at me, I'm still entertaining you, so that's the main thing. Anyway, hello. Yes, what we had on, we had Reach for the Stars from Sonic Colors, which was requested by Rasha. / Sonic Girl 92. Hope you don't mind if I call you Rasha. Because, you know, he called Sonic Girl 92, not Sonic, Sega Girl 92 on the Radio Sega Performance, but mainly you were called Rasha on Twitter, so, you know, I'll just call you Rasha, if that's right with you. Yay. Yeah. So that was Reach for the Stars from Sonic Colors, requested by Rasha. We then also had a Starlight Carnival Act 2 from Sonic Colors, and then we had The Wicked Wild from Sonic and the Secret Rings, requested by M20. And I don't know if you got a little hint from listening to Starlight Carnival. Maybe not. Because if you've seen probably a trailer for Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, which came out sometime this week, you would have known that we've got some more tracks going to be. We've got some tracks that are finally being confirmed for the game. One of them is, in fact, Starlight Carnival. Starlight Carnival is going to be in Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. And, yeah, I looked at the trailer on IGN, and it looks good. It looks good, I have to say. I just can't wait to get it. Like, looking at everything, you know, I played the demo at SOS before anyone else played it. So I don't know if I'm like the first like person. Well, I don't think I was like the first person in the world. I was one of the first of many people at SOS to play the game, because, you know, before the doors like were open, we just thought quick, get a quick game in before anyone else. So I don't know if we were the first few people to play the game, play All-Stars Racing Transformed in the whole world. If we were, I'll take that. I'll gladly take that. But yeah, Starlight Carnival has been confirmed for All-Stars Racing Transformed. And it looks really, really good, I have to say. And all the other courses, you know, they've, you know, Sumo Digital have done a freaking fantastic job at, you know, improving, maybe improving the graphics a little bit with all the scenery in the background. And also having, like, you know, not just carts. It transforms into a plane, and it also transforms into a boat, and it has, like, new weapons as well. And new characters are in the game as well, so that's, you know, it gives it a fresh new, like, fresh new update, you know, with new characters, new courses. And, heck, you know, it's coming out sometime late winter, well, middle-ish winter, November time, which, yeah. And there was also, there was a picture, I don't know where I found it, but it was showing off all the things that you could get with the limited edition version. And you could get, like, you know, I think exclusive DLC. I think there was also a Metal Sonic figurine, I believe. I don't know if it was either a figurine or if that's saying this is what you can get with the DLC, but it looked like a figurine to me. And if you can get that with All-Stars Racing Transformers, it's like Metal Sonic in his freaking, in a car, in his car, in his boat, and in his plane. And that looked freaking amazing, I have to say. And, you know, it's coming out, when is it coming out? 16th of November? 16th of November, which is basically the same month as when Halo 4, the limited edition of Halo 4, comes out. And I've already pre-ordered that, and that's about £64. And I'm just like, oh dear, I've pre-ordered Halo 4. I want to get that game, but at the same time, I want to get the limited edition of All-Stars Racing Transformed as well. And then I just had like a little bit of a thought, a very long, hard think about it. Or when I say long, hard think, a 5-second think. And just thought, screw it, I'm going to get both. I'm going to get both. I'm just going to save up my pay, when I get paid in October. Thankfully, in September, I'm doing a hell of a lot of hours, extra hours. So I'll be getting a little bit more extra cash, which I'll be getting in October. And then I can save that up and just get both limited editions of Halo 4 and All-Stars Racing Transformed. You know, I need to get it. It looks really nice. The figurine looks amazing. And the game itself, can't wait to get it. Just, I might also, just saying, might also do a prize giveaway of it, of All-Stars Racing Transform. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm not going to say if it's going to be the normal version or the limited edition version. So, how am I going to do it? It might be an Octoray prize giveaway or Radio Sega, or it might be something else that I might do, you know, with other things. Because I do a Twitch TV, I have a Twitch TV stream, so I might do a live gaming competition, maybe? Who knows? Who knows? You have to wait and see. But I might do an All-Stars Racing Transform prize giveaway. But more details will come to that as when the release date gets ever so closer. Okay, and on that note, I think it's time to put on some more songs. So what we're going to have next... here we go. Right, what we're going to have next, we're going to have Run Through the Speed Highway from Sonic Adventure, which is requested by Russia. After that, we are then going to have Let's Get This Party Started, Yo! From Sonic Adventure, requested by M20man. Yeah, I'm going to stop being Jamaican now, so... Yeah, sorry about that. And then we're going to have another, because I've seen this is a Sonic Adventure music request bit, so I picked this song from Sonic Adventure, which I like. It's a good track. I enjoy it. It's 1 minute 41 seconds, but hey, it's a good song. It's a good song. It's Skydeck-a-Go-Go from the level Skydeck, and that's from Sonic Adventure as well, so let's get it started. So, without further ado, here is Run Through the Speed Highway from Sonic Adventure, which is requested by Russia.
Spin in the center.
And welcome back. Hello, everyone. Yes, had a bit of a minor technical difficulty. So, yeah. If you hear like a little skip from the track to, well, the last track that we had to the main theme, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, like talky bit that I have on the background, I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a few seconds. But what we did actually have on, we had Run Through the Speed Highway from Sonic Adventure, which was requested by Rasha. We then also had Let's Get This Party Started from Chow Race, which was from Sonic Adventure also, requested by M20. And then we had Sky Decker Go-Go from Sky Deck, which is from Sonic Adventure as well. So, yeah, this is take two of this part, because I started talking, and I was like, no, just random chitter-chatter, chitter-chatter, and then all of a sudden, I just looked, and the volume dongle thing that usually goes up, which indicates that it's recording and, you know, I'm loud and clear, wasn't moving, and I was like, uh-oh, the mic's buggered, and if this goes out, that means people are just going to hear, like, you know, the music very, very dim and hear nothing, like, hear no one. So I played a little bit, I played a track on just to see, you know, well, to see what the problem was. I found out, basically, that, because I got a Microsoft headset, so I got a little, like, mini console-like system on it, on the headset, so I could press it to volume up, volume down without using the, without using the computer, and there's a little mute button, mute microphone button, that got pressed for some reason, and my mic was on mute. So I pressed that, I clicked, did a test, and it works now. So yeah, I think it might have just got pressed onto something. So that was a bit of a stupid derp on, like, massive derp on my behalf. So yeah, so this is take two of this part. So this will most probably get hit on Audacity now. So I was hoping not for that to happen, but, you know, I mean, it's a good thing that this is recorded. If this was live, you would not hear me, and then things would start to go completely wrong. So, you know, maybe that's a good sign to say that it happened on a recorded show and not on the live show. So, you know, hopefully it won't happen live. If it does, then all I can say is, bugger. So yeah, so but yeah, we had those tracks, and now the situation is sorted. We can now get back on and do what we need to do, is to listen to some epic, awesome tunage. So what we've got next, we've got a few more tracks. We've got it's not Sonic. Well, it's not official Sonic music. It's two Sonic remixes and a Sega track. So we now have got the Sega music coming up onto the show, yo. So what we are going to have on, we're going to have Pandemonium. It's a Tidal Tempest of Starlight Zone remix, which was made by Akuma Joe Belmont featuring Digi Valentine, and that was requested by M20, so thank you very much for that, sir. We're then going to have a tune of my choice again, and it's a Sonic Adventure remix. We're going to have Believe in Myself, which is a remix by Transmutator, so to say. Yeah, so we're going to have Believe in Myself by Transmutator. And then we are going to have Whirlwind by Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master, which was requested by Rasha. So thank you very much for that as well. So let me just get the songs ready. And there we go. So let's start things off once again, shall we? So here is Pandemonium by Akuma Joe Beaumont featuring Digi Valentine, requested by M20.
Babbling, bragging on things that ain't never happening, I'm all doctrine, but the way your actors got me questioning. I mean, for real, what's the deal on the surface? It's like you always tackle me on purpose. It takes two to tango, but I ain't dancing. You're telling mad jokes, but I ain't laughing. Calling this friendship strained is an understatement. The words fail when explained. It's like I say push, you say pull, always taking me for a fool. Seriously, we can't even speak without you reaching for a subject that's beyond our reach. Please, I heard that tell 10 times, now it's time to tell mine. Yo, pandemonium, I call it pandemonium. It's hurtful, but then it's all about you in the end. I never thought I would meet a dreamer who let go of reality, but it seems that I have. And you ain't got a single toe in the ground. You're too loud for me, and that's watering it down. Oh, seriously, just hush the noise. You love the sound of your own voice, man.
I wanna be strong. I wanna be trusted.
And welcome back. What we had on was Pendemonium by Akuma Joe Belmont featuring DigiValentine, requested by M20. We then also had Believe in Myself remix from the Sonic Adventure remix album by Transmutator. And then we also had Whirlwind from Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master, requested by Rasha. Okay, I think it's now, seeing as apparently it's almost a halfway mark, I think it's now time to begin our little competition. I think we should get that started up, shall we? So, without further ado, let me just mute that down a little bit. There we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is now time for the Ultra Wave Prize Giveaway! Yes, that's it. It is now time for the Ultra Wave Prize Giveaway, the first of many prize giveaways on here, live, only on Radio Sega. So, as I said, from last week's show to this week's show, I said there'll be something Summer of Sonic related. Well, if you were not at Summer of Sonic, but if you've seen the videos, many videos as well, you could see basically that there was a information desk that had at the back of the information desk so many goodie bags. There was loads of Summer of Sonic goodie bags, and flipping heck, I mean, you know, I was there at the beginning helping out with all, you know, putting all the stuff in together, and I look, there is so much stuff in there. You know, there might not be, you know, you might think like it's a, you know, a few bits, but some of the items are really, really amazing. You'll just be like, what? I get this, like to eat? What's going on? So, yes, at the end of the convention, I managed to get one extra goodie bag. Sadly, I couldn't get any more. If I could, I would have. But then when I got that extra one, I thought, maybe I should do this for a prize giveaway. And that's what it's going to be. It's only one. If I thought of this way before when I was at the convention, I could have got more, but I only got one. So, you could be in a chance to win, if you did not go for this year's convention, to win a Summer of Sonic goodie bag. The prizes include, you get yourself an event program. You get to find out what's been going on at the convention for this year. You also get a Summer of Sonic rock candy, like a hard rock candy. Something that you get mostly at loads of sweet candy shops. You know, mostly in Brighton, because it's Brighton, you know. You've got to love the hard rock candy in Brighton. You also get, I said an event program, you get a Sonic comic. You get an Archie Sonic comic. You also get, what else do you get? You get, I know there's another thing. I think it's more information about what's been going on at the convention and the history, I think, of SOS. But the other main item that you could get your hands on is a free PC download of Sonic Generations, the full game. It's not a demo, it's nothing like that. You could get your hands on a code which could get you the full game, the full version of Sonic Generations on the PC. Don't know if you can get it the DLC, but you can get the full game. So, hey, if you haven't got the game yet, this is a perfect opportunity for you to get the game absolutely free. Or if you want to try, if you've got the game ready on like 360 or PS3, but you want to get to the PC just to try out like the mods, like, you know, the extra levels, that all these amazing like mod levels that people have been making, you want to play them, this is your chance to get the game again absolutely free. So there you go, you could win some candy, an event program, mainly a Sonic the Hedgehog Archie comic, but most importantly of all, a free full version of Sonic Generations on the PC. So how are we going to do this, you might ask? It's quite simple. I've got three songs. I'm not going to say what they are. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to guess what that song is from. What is the name of the level that song is from, and the game. If you can get both of those right, then, you know, I've got three songs of these. You just tell me the name of the level that the song is from and the name of the game. Send it to me. You can either send it to me via the Radio Sega forums at the Ultra Wave thread on the Radio Sega forums, or you can send me your answers by email. As I said, email address is tool_guy91@hotmail.co.uk. Send me your answers with the name of the level and the name of the game. If you get all three questions right, you will be put on into a prize draw can be put into the drawer, mainly like a name from a hat. And the person that I pull out of that hat randomly will win the Summer of Sonic goodie bag. So without further ado, let me just get the first song out. There we go. So get ready, guys, because here is the first song on the Ultra Wave prize giveaway.
You're listening to Ultrawave, playing you your favorite Sonic and Sega tunes. Only on Radio Sega.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back. We are at the halfway mark now. And yeah, so the songs that we had on, well, the first batch, it was... I'm not going to say, because you're going to have to tell me what those three songs were on the Ultra Wave Prize giveaway music bit. Like I said, if you know what they are, if you know what level that the songs are from, and what game the songs are from as well, then send me your results, just send me your answers, either via the Ultra Wave Ultra Wave thread on the Radio Sega forums. Just send your answers there, or you can send me your answers via email, which the email address again is ultra underscore... Why am I saying the old Ultra Wave like freaking? Why am I saying the old Ultra Wave radio email address? That's just stupid. I apologise. If you want to send your answers via email, it's tool_guy91@hotmail.co.uk. Ignore the ultra underscore wave at Hotmail rubbish. It's tool_guy91@hotmail.co.uk. So get those answers in, and next week I will do the prize giveaway. That'll be the, well, prize ceremony, shall I say. And I will pick a name out of random, out of a hat, and whoever comes out wins the Summer of Sonic goodie bag. So, yes, we are now, well, it says on here 41 minutes into the take two part, so to say. But it is now 4 o'clock, so we've got just over half an hour to go now, I would say. Just a bit, like, say, maybe an extra 35 minutes to go. So, but the second batch of songs that we had on, we had a bit of Metropolis Street Racer like music bit, because you know everyone loves the music from Metropolis Street Racer. So what we had first, we had Overdrive from MSR, we then had Sold Out, and then we had Freeway. All three songs from Metropolis Street Racer. Great game, I have to say, and great soundtrack as well. You know, TJ Davis and Richard Jakes, you know, Richard Jakes composing the music, just that guy is a freaking legend, and I absolutely love what he does, not just with Sonic and Sega games, but with other games that he's done for soundtracks as well. I do know that he did the soundtrack for 007 Bloodstone, and you could tell that he did 007 Bloodstone when you hear the music. You're like, even though he says composer, Richard Jakes comes up on the title screen, you instantly think when you hear the music, yeah, that's him. That's him doing the music, because it's so awesome and amazing. And, you know, I can't wait for when the next game that he does, when he composes the music for it. You know, I'll probably get the game. It might be entertainment. It might be very enjoyable to play. But I'll probably just get it solely for the music. And then if a soundtrack CD comes out, you know I'll be getting that. Oh, yes. So, looking forward to the next game that he composes. So, yeah. But that was a Metropolis Street Racer music bit. And now we're just going to go straight on with the next music bit. So what we're going to have next, we're going to have Crank the Heat Up from Sonic Adventure, requested by M20. We're then also going to have Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, requested by Rasha. And then we're going to have Green Hill from Sonic Battle. So let me just get Crank the Heat Up for you now. And there it is. Fantastic. So without further ado-be-doo-be-doo, enjoy these few tracks, guys. We'll be right back. And welcome back indeed, yes. Right, so what we had on was Crank the Heat Up from Sonic Adventure, which was requested by M20. We then also had Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, requested by Russia. And then we had Green Hill from Sonic Battle. And, yeah, that is actually, we've got one more request left, which is from, of course, M20. And then after that, we got no more requests. So I have sent out a little message on Twitter to see if anyone wanted to send any music requests, but I didn't get any. I don't feel loved. I feel lonely now. I'm going to call up at a four after on this music break and start rocking from side to side. But nah, it doesn't matter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to save that song maybe for the last music part of the show. So I'm going to pick out songs from random. Could be Sonic songs, could be Sega songs. Who knows? We're just going to have to wait and see. Well, I think we're just getting almost to the end of the show. I mean, 52 minutes of the second part recording. So I think it's now 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, almost about the hour. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So I think give it about say almost 20 something minutes left, I would say, until the show ends. So we've got some more tracks coming on. So this next music batch is going to be all Sega music. No Sonic, just Sega. So what we're going to have first, we are going to have... won't show me now. Why aren't you going to show me? Here we go. So first off, we're going to have the Technopathic E-pop and Disco 80s mix from the one and only Ollie King. Then after that, we are going to have Marade Crisis from Burning Rangers from, of course, Sega Saturn. From the Sega Saturn, of course. And then we're going to have Funky Dealer from Jet Set Radio Future. So, without further ado, let me just move that all the way up there. Fantastic. So here is Technopathic E-pop and Disco 80s mix from the one and only Ollie King. We'll be right back.
the front line, take the don'ts. He's coming out again for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. 4-4's the point, mark 4. Ace, two, scrap, 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 grab, mark 4. Grab, mark 4. Wants the hot 4. 5 wants 4.
Check me out, Tom.
Your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Four, and he made us the hard way. Hey, the front line takes the hard. You have a shooter and a good one. Coming out for a new point. Get your bets now, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point as nine. Place nine. Place nine. Eight, shooting for nine. Five, shooting for nine. He's a rolling point as nine. Come. Six to point.
Check me out, Tom.
Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets. Place your bets. Who wants to come? Six to point. Who wants to come? Six to point. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
And welcome back. Yes, so what we had on, that Super Sega Music track bit, we had on Techno Puppet, E-Pop and Disco 80s mix from the game Ollie King. We then also had Marie... Hang on, let me just click on that again. There we go. Marade Crisis from Burning Rangers, which was from Sega Saturn. And then we had Funky Dealer from Jet Set Radio Future, which was from, I think, is on the Xbox, Jet Set Radio Future. It doesn't, I don't think it was on PS2. If it was, then, you know, fair enough. If I knew it was on PS2, then that would be good and I can get it for PS2. But I do believe it is only on the Xbox. So yes, that was Funky Dealer by Jet Set Radio Future. Okay, so 1 hour, 7 minutes in the second part. I think we've got a second to last music track bit for you, and then we've got the last music tracks, and I think we're going to go way over the 2 hour mark, but it doesn't matter because, as we said, there is no Saturday Night Sega tonight, because Gavi is in Portsmouth, as am I, so we're both going to be singing, getting drunk and singing lots of songs, so it's going to be awesome. But with shows of what's going to be coming on, so... No Saturday Night Sega tonight. I don't know if there's going to be a Radio Redux on Sunday because we've got the one and only Archangel UK who's going to be down in the Pompeii, Portsmouth area, yo, as well. So if he returns back to SWHQ before 7 o'clock, then yes, you will be getting Radio Redux at 7 p.m. Sunday night. If not, then that'll probably be for next Sunday. And shows after that, it's going to be on the next week. You're going to get Forever Sonic's Random Hour with the one and only Forever Sonic at 9. And then you're going to have the one and only Resident SD doing his Late and Live. So look forward to those shows as well, guys. As you know, I will. So, but yes, as I say, no Saturday Night Sega tonight. And Radio Redux, maybe, maybe not. I'm not quite sure. You're just going to have to find out. With more information, check out, if you're on Twitter, be sure to follow the Sonic Rex Twitter account. You'll be able to get more information if Radio Redux will be going live on Sunday or not. And yeah, okay, so without further ado, let's get on with the second to last music request bit. So what I've decided to do is we're going to have, because we had a Metropolis Street Racer music part, we're now going to have a Sonic Unleashed music part. Three songs that I really like, really like on the game. So what we're going to have first, we're going to have Apotos Windmill Isle Day from Sonic Unleashed. We're then going to have Spagonia. We're going to have the Spagonia Night theme, which is Rooftop Run Night. Sorry, my brain was a little bit dirt then. So yes, we're going to have Rooftop Run Night from Sonic Unleashed, and then from Sonic Unleashed once again, we're going to have the Sharma Day. So I'm going to have Arid Sands Day. So, let's get that song up and pop you up like so. Fantastic. So, here is Apotos Windmill Day from Sonic Unleashed. And welcome back to the last part of the show. So what we had on first, we had a Sonic Unleashed music bit, the second to last music track or bit of the show. We had Apotos, Windmill Isle Day. And then we had Spagonia, Rooftop Run Night. And then we had Sharma, Arid Sands Day. All from Sonic Unleashed. And yeah, I do believe now, I think I've gone way over the 2 hour mark. So hey, you know, blasting out like Sonic and Sega tunes and going way over the time that I was supposed to be broadcasting live. You know, who cares? As long as you're loving the songs, that's the main thing. So, the next show, which will be next weekend, it's going to be another recorded show. Because, unfortunately, I booked on to do an extra shift at work on Saturday, and I'm going to be doing nights. So, yeah, I won't be able to broadcast live at work, because if I do that, then as soon as I start going on live, I'm going to have to go walk all the way down and do my night patrol, which is not good. So what I'm going to do is, next week I'm going to start recording the show again, next weekend show, and you can still send me requests if you want to. Easiest way to send me requests is to either send them to me at the Ultrawave thread on the Radio Sega forums. If you're a member of the Radio Sega forums, go onto the shows, podcasts, main sub forum, radio shows, podcasts, sub forum. You'll find the Ultrawave thread, and you can send your requests via there. You can also send them to me via Twitter, again, as I said. It's at TheTallGuy921 for my personal account, or you can send them via hashtag Ultrawave. Or you can send them via email, which the email address is, and I'll get it right this time, tool_guy91@hotmail.co.uk. So if you want to request any songs for next week's show, because it's going to be recorded, so you can send them to me via the Radio Sega forums, Twitter, or email. And on that note, I think it's time now to end the show. So to everyone, all of you that are tuning in, thank you all so much. I hope you had a good time listening to like non-stop 2 hours of Sonic and Sega tunage. And on that, let's go out with a bang, shall we? Well, not physically like a bang, but you know, let's put like these like last few remaining songs on that you'll know and will love. So what we're going to have first, we're going to have Secret Base Act 1 from the one and only Sonic Advance. We're then also going to have This Way Out from the level Prison Lane from Sonic Adventure 2. And then we're going to have Number 1, sung by the awesome TJ Davis from Sonic R, which was requested by the one and only M20. So remember guys, next weekend show is going to be recorded, but it will still be broadcasted live on Radio Sega at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and 11 a.m. Pacific time. So until then, I shall speak to you all very, very soon. Bye-bye for now.